Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're live at Mike's Beer Bar for our Pony Pierce's Cancer event. All the money raised here tonight is going to benefit McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. That's to fight breast cancer. They're doing yeoman's work here in Pittsburgh to beat breast cancer's ass. And thankfully, my stupid-ass prediction that the Steelers would beat the Bengals is doing some good here. Place is starting to fill up. If you didn't purchase tickets, you can still come down here and do it in person. $33. All that money goes to McGee. And you get food. I was already seeing beef Wellington over there on the menu for $33. You get some beef Wellington in ya.
That is a dish that is so many steps that have to be done correctly. I'm intimidated by it.
Speaking of a beef Wellington, that was one of the little dishes at
fancy schmancy
Cocktail hour.
That was
like an extended one. This was like a 2-hour cocktail
hour. That's
like
if you're in Gordon Ramsay's reality show and he wants to decide, do you really have what it takes? It's like, make me a delicious beef Wellington.
I mean, no offense to this, which is fine, but you come down here and pay $33, you're not getting Ritz crackers and pepperoni. Mike's got some legit food out there.
Big time.
For $33, and at 7:30 I will get my nipples pierced and we will stream it on our X account if you can't make it in person. Let's get to the Hawk Report. Jeff Athorn, our 93.7thefan.com Steelers Insider, brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. October 3.95% 7-month CD special at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. All right, Jeff, what was the biggest story from the Steelers' first day of practice getting ready for the Colts?
Yeah, I'll just give you an overall, Pony. There seemed to be, not that there was an urgency before, but there seemed to be more of an edge, an attitude, a focus at practice. Like that, you could tell that attentions kind of were gotten with this team. And that's one of the things, you know, that kind of jumped out to me. Corey Trice being back on the field. We're probably going to see Malik Harrison activated this week, I would think, from IR. So those might be some minor changes. I don't know if Trice will be back this week or not. But just overall, there was a little – the focus was a little bit more than maybe we'd seen at times.
Would you say that you saw a different Mike Tomlin than you would typically see at a Steelers practice during the regular season?
No, I think from his standpoint, he was his typical. I mean, he's normally walking around and kind of, you know, saying inspiring quotes or whatever, or giving guys grief for something. And he was kind of that today, so that didn't change much. It just seemed like there was a little something more from the players, at least in practice one against the Colts.
Jeff, the three guys who didn't practice today, Freiermuth, Frazier, Seumalo, how do you feel about those guys being able to play on Sunday?
Yeah, Seumalo is the least likely to play. I think it's just a rest for Frazier, and he'll probably deal with this for a little bit of time. You know, the Freiermuth kind of popped out of nowhere, but we kind of think that that's just going to be let's give the guy a day, maybe two, but it doesn't seem like that's going to be a big deal. It was weird having both of the high-priced tight ends, if you will, not practicing today, and kind of George and Hayward getting a lot of those snaps.
Wait, Smith didn't practice either?
Or Darnell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jono did not practice either, but that was just a resting day for him.
Jeff, how quickly or how much do you expect Kyle to be – let me try to speak in English, Jeff. How much and how quickly do you expect Kyle Duggar to be used by this team?
Yeah, I don't mean, he wasn't here today, so, I mean, two practices is quick. I would think they would work him in. I mean, they still have Chuck Clark. They still got, you know, Thornhill. They have options at safety. I would think he would kind of work his way in. Maybe if he can quickly get up to speed, you know, you see him in some reps right away. But, you know, he's going to be a guy, what you see on tape from him is a guy who can hit, but he's a guy who hasn't provided a lot of splash. I mean, that has just been vacant from the back of his playing card over the last couple of years. So I think he's steady. I think you'll see him work into it. I just don't know how much we're going to see from him this week.
Jeff, why do you think it is that Marquez Valdes-Scantling didn't sign with the Steelers as it was reported on Monday that he would?
Yeah, he wants to be on an active roster, and Aaron said as much, you know, today, that that's what he wants. And, you know, I'm guessing his mentality is you wait till after the trade deadline Tuesday at 4 and then see what team didn't get a receiver.
Good point.
And see where you might be able to go and get on an active roster.
Do you think that also means the Steelers are sniffing around for bigger name wide receivers? They don't want to fill up that spot quite yet?
Potentially. I mean, Pony, the one thing we've learned about the Steelers over the last year or two under Omar is that expect the unexpected, or expect what we've never seen from the Steelers before. So for me to blanket and say there's no chance of whatever, I don't think applies right now with this front office. I don't believe that they're big game hunting receiver. They would like Valdes-Scantling, but I think he wants to be on a roster. He's not a guy that wants to start on a practice squad and then be activated.
Jeff, Aaron Rodgers said mostly pretty nice things about Roman Wilson, said even though he had his best practice, however, he still had some teachable moments. But do you get any sense that they're starting to believe that one of their real answers at wide receiver could be the guy wearing the number 10 jersey?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, change makers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Cautiously believing. I think cautiously believing. We've heard Aaron say some really glowing things about Roman from training camp. It's just, can he put it together? He had some good practices. Today he looked good. We'll see how he strings that together. And then when he's in the game, is he on the same page? Is everything what they need him to be? I don't think that means that he's arrived as their number two, or he's going to take snaps away from Calvin, or that they wouldn't bring in another receiver. But they do like the direction. And he's finally starting to put some consistency towards his game, which is something we haven't seen.
Jeff, you mentioned the guard injuries and how Sayamalu looks like he's the least likely to play. If they're down one of those guys and Spencer Anderson has to play guard, do you think that means that the jumbo package is out of commission for this Colts game?
Unless they, you know, Artur's feet is probably someone that's going to be activated. He's a guy who's played a little tackle. He's someone that could work in that jumbo package. But because he hasn't done it a lot, they probably would use more Darnell as kind of the jumbo and maybe use Connor as an extension if they want to go with similar play sets. But he's the guy that I think is capable of that type of role. Or, you know, you could even bring a play in if you wanted to get kind of outside the box where you bring him in at guard and put Spencer back out, you know, for a couple of plays if you wanted to do something like that.
Jeff, Mike Tomlin said he doesn't think there need to be any schematic changes. They just have to tackle better, and they were millimeters away or milliseconds away. They've just got to get there. Do you think that that's more talk and he actually does have some changes planned, or do you take those kinds of statements from the head coach at face value and believe him when he says it?
Mostly face value, but I also know you know, he wants to keep that as much a secret as he can. But I do believe he thinks that they've been put in the right position. It's just been an issue with them as a group not executing.
All right, Jeff, you always kick off our week of predictions. What's going to happen in Steelers-Colts Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think this is that Tomlin game, but Colts are just so damn good. I mean, Jonathan Taylor's playing at another level, and Daniel Jones, with a better offense, has looked like a whole different quarterback. I would say Colts 28-16.
Oof. All right, Jeff, thank you for another Hawk Report.
And hey, Pony, real quick, both my parents died of cancer. My mom started as breast cancer, so kudos, man, for turning this into something that's going to bring some positives.
Thank you, Jeff. That was very heartfelt and nice of you. Appreciate it. The Hawk Report.
We just got I just saw a tweet come down through somebody else from McGee.
Oh, good.
Thanking you. Communications Director Joan McSorley at McGee Women's Hospital shouting out the support for you.
Any relation to Trace?
No, I thought you're no. No, I don't believe so. What if she was just like randomly like an aunt or a cousin, sister? Jack Hillgrove waving at us here.
Jack Hillgrove, a man who also has secretly wanted to get his nipples pierced for a long time and said he might draw inspiration from this if it goes smoothly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.